Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio for Believers in Action.
And right now in studio, we have Sarah Motswane-Sebetula, who's the owner of Tepiso Branding Solutions. Sarah, welcome to Radio Pulpit, and how are you doing?
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me. I'm doing great. I'm so honored to be here. It's my first time behind the mic, so super excited.
Oh, I can imagine. Now, Sarah, let's get into it. What is the main focus of the business? What is it that you aim to achieve?
So the main aim is brand awareness for our, what I always say, our dream clients. You know, there's a lot of hidden gems out there. People don't know about, you know, these awesome businesses. So if you come to us and you task us with making sure that your brand is exposed, it's top of mind, you know, you're reaching your target audience, then that's the first step in them buying from you. You know, no one can buy from you if they don't know that your business exists. So that's mainly what we do for small businesses. Like, we'll go in there, we'll do a brand audit, and then we'll recommend a strategy all centered around brand development and brand management. And then we'll assist with the execution of what is in the strategy, right? So if you aim to be exposed sort of maybe where you are trading, we'll assist with outdoor advertising in the form of street pole ads. If your brand doesn't exist, you just have a business idea, then we'll assist with, you know, designing a logo, designing a website. You know, if you've got a shopfront, we'll do your indoor and outdoor signage, and those types of things. If you've got events, we'll assist with your promotional material in the form of pull-up banners or wall banners, or just branding your staff's uniform. However, if you have a corporate, you generally do a strategy in-house. So we'll assist with the execution of those strategy requirements. For example, we've done some branding work for Cresta Mall, Menland Mall, Mall of Tembisa. So those are just some of the awesome clients that we've done business for. And yeah, we hope to attract more, because I don't think, you know, if we were Mickey Mouse business, we'd be doing business with such big brand names.
Sure, powerful, man. Who can you say is your inspiration in business then?
Yeah, I always just bring it back to my husband, who saw greatness in me before I saw it. You know, because sometimes we become so comfortable with our average dreams of being an employee, and you sort of fail to realize that, you know, you can be something bigger than yourself. So he really taught me a lot. I really looked up to him. All my mentors, I look up to them. I mean, I don't have one. I've got quite plenty, because obviously there's a lot of benefits to having a mentor, exposing you to their network. They've walked the journey that you are walking. So what better way to learn from the people who have leveled up in many ways?
Sure. Awesome. Yeah. Now, lastly, Sarah, you recently supported Radio Pulpit during our golf day. Is there any reason you did that? I mean, besides enjoying your time, you know, at the golf course on that day, but what sort of inspired you to want to partner with us and sponsor our golf day?
Yeah. So one day when I was employed, I actually had an epiphany of, you know, working as a corporate social responsibility director. So giving back is a very big part of me, because, you know, when I was growing up, people poured so much into me, you know, so I believe in giving back. And I mean, you don't have to have a lot to give back. God always blesses the giving hand, I believe. And so for me, I've always kept that with me. You know, I know that there's just so much blessings that comes with giving, right? And I mean, even if you don't get anything in return, I'm not giving with an agenda. I'm giving because it comes from the heart, and God will do his thing. He'll always multiply where you've subtracted. So yeah, I mean, Tepiso Branding Solutions isn't a big corporate, but just because we're not a, just because we're a small business doesn't mean we think small or we do small.
So
giving has always been part of the vision. Giving back to Radio Pulpit was, you know, it was a natural thing for me, you know, making sure that people are given an opportunity to level up, you know, with the youth that you guys are supporting. If not you, then who? You know, they are the generation that will shape our country tomorrow. So It's always a pleasure and an honor and a privilege, most importantly, to be part of these opportunities.
Mm. Thank you so much, Sarah, for making time to join us in studio. And we wish you all the best with your business.
Thank you. May
God take you from strength to strength.
Amen. Thank you, and I receive. Thank you for your time.
Heart to Heart from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. every Thursday and Friday with Mpoputini. From your ear to your heart to your mouth to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
You are with Radio Pulpit AM 657, your daily companion. My name is Ephraim. Would you like to know how you can reach more audience through various advertising platforms? Contact me on ephraim@radiopulpit.co.za for more information on our tailor-made budget-fitting options. Wishing you a successful and blessed year further.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.